This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Iraq, the divorce rate has nearly doubled since the invasion in 2003. The main causes are years of conflict and economic struggles. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad, the breakdown in marriages hits women hardest.
Akhlas Muhammad Ali says her relationship with her former husband began as a story of true love.
He was my neighbor. He was a Sunni and I'm Shiite. It was 1992. We married and we lived a very nice life for more than 15 years.
They lived in the Baghdad neighborhood of Doura, one of the areas hardest hit by the sectarian violence here. Things were bad for everyone, but Akhlas thought she and her husband would survive together. Then, in early 2007,
he told me he had been threatened because I was Shiite and he was a Sunni. They told him to either divorce me or he would die.
Akhlas Muhammad Ali and her husband were too poor to move to a safer neighborhood together, so he went to live with his Sunni family and she with her Shiite one. Their divorce came through 8 months ago. They don't talk to or see each other. Still, she waits for him.
I know nothing about how he is. I wish I could go back to him. I wish. For so many years, it was a love story, but within a minute, everything was over.
Before the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, there were about 22,000 divorce cases a year. Last year, there were more than 41,000. In parts of Baghdad, the rate has almost quadrupled. At the court in the neighborhood of Karada in Baghdad, Inam Sahib Salman deals with about 15 divorce cases a day. She's a social worker, and it's her job to try and reconcile the couples. She's had less and less success, though, while her workload has mushroomed. For many households, the problems outside have become a war waged within.
Many cases have to do with security. Married men continue to live with their parents because of the bad security situation. And that causes all kinds of pressures.
Women's rights activist Juma Al-Rubai says that sectarianism accounts for about half of marriage breakdowns now. Another major factor, she says, is the massive unemployment in Iraq. Men, she says, are dumping their wives to cut costs.
It is getting easier for men to get divorced. If a man has a low salary, he would divorce his wife to marry another woman with a better salary, even if the other woman is older than him in age.
For Shiite Shaima Qasim, the difficulties began when the U.S. proconsul Paul Bremer disbanded the army in 2003. Her husband, an army officer under Saddam, was left jobless. After Saddam was captured, her husband, a Sunni, would lock himself in his room and cry. Then the teasing began.
He would say, "You Shiite people, you were just waiting for Saddam to fall to control us." I took it as a joke at first, but his comments became more bitter, and step by step, I realized that it was not a joke at all.
When all-out sectarian war tore through Baghdad, it also savaged her marriage. His family turned against her, blaming Shaima anytime a Sunni would get kidnapped or killed. Finally, her husband told her he was leaving the country to look for work. He never came back, writing her only to say she should get a divorce. Her two children were taken in by his family, and she rarely gets to see them. But the hardest part, she says, is the stigma of being a divorced woman. She has no job, and whenever she tries to find one, she gets propositioned.
The first question they asked is if I am married or not. Then they want to know if I am divorced or a widow. Then they start asking me even more private things. They inevitably ask me to have relations with them, to go out with them to private places to earn more money.
Akhlas Muhammad Ali has also been struggling with the perceived taint of being a divorcee.
We cannot act freely. All the time we are being watched and judged by our neighbors, our family, even our friends.
Men can remarry without any problems, she says. She now finds herself, 40 and childless, living back at home.
Before, I had the full freedom of my own house to do whatever I wished, to buy things, to cook what I desired. But now, I'm like a guest there.
Her family has told her to forget about her ex-husband. They say that he used the threats as an excuse to get out of a barren marriage. She refuses to give up hope. She has no other choice. I'm waiting for him, she says, and I will until the end of my life. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.